The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17. This is letter number 6383. Baruch Hashem, the 11th of Tammuz, Tovshi Yud Ches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the Hanholos, the leadership of the seminary of Beis Rivka. And also the meeting of the parents and the students of the seminar that's in Kfar Chabad, in the seminary in Kfar Chabad. Shom Tziva Hashem Es HaBrocha. The Rebbe quotes from the verse always for Kfar Chabad, Hashem gives his blessing over there in Kfar Chabad to that seminary, Havaya Leim Yechiel. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm here your letters and also the report of the Hanhola, of the directors, and also the gathering of the parents. And it is very pleasant to me to read in them, in the letters, that all of you, all of them, your heart is all together, and with one mouth you all agree that there needs to be, that in the seminary, it's desirable to increase, to strengthen the Jewish Hasidic education more than it was up till now. To make it stronger than it was till now. And also to add in the Hebrew subject, in the Limud HaKodesh. And as a result of this, because they all agree that we have to increase, so then that hinges on the teachers that are going to be the moedim and the moedis. We have to need that the teachers, the instructors, they should also be filling for the above, that they should be able to bring in that level. The Rebbe says the teachers need to be the appropriate teachers whose fear comes before their wisdom. Yirosom koidim chachmosom, like the Mishnah said, that those are the real teachers who have Yirah Shamayim, who fear of heaven. So the Rebbe says, so certainly based on the above, all each and every one of the Hanhola, of the directors, and each one of the teachers will do everything that hinges on them to reach the above results or the above goals. So the Rebbe says, you can do it. Even in all times and all places, our sages of blessed memory say, you guide to matzos, if you put in effort, you'll find. How much more in our time, alachas kama v'kama in our time today, we see the success when you put in efforts in matters of Torah and Yiras Shamayim. If only what you need to do is to occupy yourself with innocence of the heart and with the necessary energy, with the necessary passion. So the Rebbe says, always you can be successful when you put in effort. You guide to matzoso. But especially nowadays, the Rebbe says, we see this success in matters of Torah and Shemayim. As long as you do it with innocence and with the necessary energy. And the Rebbe says, especially that in our holy land, may it be built through Mashiach Tzidkenu. All of the above is necessary more and more. And therefore, it's understood that every effort and trying and investment, you try, whatever you can do, is worth it. It's important, it's worth it. And the Rebbe says, because this is such of great value of this matters, which means all matters which are connected to education, because education is so important, because any change if you improve what you give the student, any change you do impacts them in their entire life that follows. So you're not just, it's not a one-time thing. If you are able to direct them properly, the students, you're actually getting something for the rest of the life. So therefore, the Rebbe says, it's understood, it's also obvious that anything which is in doubt, if you're not sure in the point of Yiras Shamayim and traditional authentic Yiddishkeit, if you're not sure what, if this is, this teacher is fitting to give the students the proper values of Yiddishkeit, of Yiras Shamayim and traditional Judaism, it is not worth it to enter at all. And the Rebbe says, if you're not sure, you should get teachers that will give the children authentic Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe says, this is similar, that when you're in doubt, you don't take any chances. That the law is, when it comes to the saving a life physically, so even if there's a doubt, or a doubt of a doubt, it is prohibited. You're not allowed to endanger, even if you're not certain you're endangering, even if you're a doubt, even if there's two doubts, a doubt and a doubt. But since we're talking about a matter of saving one's life, you can't, a doubt isn't good. You must make all precautions. Same thing is the spiritual life when it comes to education. And therefore, and this is also understood in the healthy thinking, the intellect, the human intellect, that you don't take any chances. If you're not sure what the teacher brings to the table, then you cannot, in a questionable way, to bring them in. So the Rebbe says, this you can understand my attitude to such books, which are questionable from the perspective of Yiras Shamayim. And the same thing is those men or women teachers, that if you're not sure, how are they going to influence those who are being educated in matters of Yiras Shamayim? So the Rebbe says, we can't take any chances, because this is something which is important, and it's for their entire life. And it's a question of pikuach nefesh. You don't, in doubt, you don't take any chances. And the Rebbe says, just for additional force, I want to add another point, the Rebbe says, that even, as said before, that we should reject such books or teachers like those above who are questionable, even if it's a situation when there was no choice, there is no other books and there's no other teachers, still you shouldn't do it. Because first and foremost, the directors of the school and certainly the parents need to see to it that the ones who are being educated should be faithful to Hashem and Torah. And that is their good fortune, both physically and in spirit. So that would be true even if there is no books. But the Rebbe says, for sure now, you can find teachers and you can find study books that are whole from the perspective of Yiras Shamayim. And as you write in your letter, that they should be complete, and also their wisdom should be on a level which is fitting. The Rebbe says, there is available. And the Rebbe said, there are many schools of Beis Yaakov that are in the Holy Land, Tibonu Zekoina. that after a period of time that they went through debates, they were questioned, not sure. So, based on the basis of their trials of many years, of several years, they showed a path to solve these problems. There's a problem, there's a shortage of teachers, there's a shortage of books, there's a shortage of quality books at the level of seminary, of teaching these girls. That was the issue over there. But the Rebbe said they found the means, the way to resolve these issues. And certainly the Rebbe says, the seminary of Beis Yaakov can utilize the results of their tests. And based on what they wrote, they also agreed unanimously that Yira, the fear, needs to be before wisdom, which means we need to create in an atmosphere teachers and books that are authentic, that align with Yiddishkeit. And that comes before level. So if you don't have a level that you think is necessary, but you have Yira Shamayim, that comes first. As the words of the sages in the Mishnah, Kol Shech Yira Shamayim, that it, to last the wisdom, you need to have first Yira Shamayim, fear of heaven. So the Rebbe says this, that the Chachamim say Yira comes, fear of heaven comes before wisdom. For sure, the Rebbe says, I don't have to add that this is not just in time that first Yira Shamayim and then Kodemus, meaning first, that you do first in time-wise, but also an advantage that means that if there is a choice between one teacher and another teacher, or what book to learn, and there is a difference between the level of how God-fearing they are, or how smart they are, sometimes you're going to say, well, we need to get a smarter teacher, but they're not really religious, or they're not really have the right ideas. So the Rebbe says, you can see from the Mishnah that if there is a difference between one who is more God-fearing and one is wiser, on the other hand, so based on the above, what comes first is to the first one, the teacher, the man or the woman teacher. Your first choice is to take a teacher who is God-fearing, even if they're not at the level of the other teacher who is not God-fearing. And the Rebbe says, it's also understood that in the different points that you mentioned, that in several subjects, there was learning it on a very high level, basically complaining that the level of learning in another place was on a higher level than their place. I mean, they were looking to get better teachers to raise the level, but so the Rebbe is basically saying you still got to find the teacher who is going to be teaching them in a religious way that fits the Chabad and the future life and the good fortune, as the Rebbe says, for the rest of their life. You have to find the book and the teacher that is Yira Shamayim. Now the Rebbe says, in all the above, I am not degrading the importance of better learning, more scholastic, the level of scholastic, if it doesn't affect the Yira Shamayim, for sure. And of course, there's also no difference over there. We're not looking to get a lower level. We're just saying that when you have to choose between that and authentic Yiddishkeit. So therefore, the Rebbe says, that's why I don't understand a little bit what in your letter, it seems like there's some question about it. It seems like everybody's in agreement. So what's the question that we need to pick up the level of learning to the extent possible, but not on the account of hiring or using books and things like that, which are not sanctioned, which are not authentic, which don't align with Yerushalayim. Then the Rebbe says another point, which is not clear from the letters, is with regards to the point of the program for the high school, for the Beit Sefer Tichon, which is mentioned several times. So the Rebbe says the seminary is just been basically established. It's like in the beginning, and notwithstanding that, it was successful, relatively speaking, at least. So, and so there is no idea to give it an image of a high school, etc. And the Rebbe says, I think I already written this in the past, that doesn't appear to me at all. They wanted to make that seminary also into sort of a high school, a Beit Sefer Tichon. But the Rebbe says no. The Rebbe said the seminary should be in the image of a seminary for teachers and for for kindergarten teachers. It should prepare. It should be a seminary to prepare them for future job. And the Rebbe says similar to the seminary of, again, don't have the name. This is a mission which in our days is very essential. It's chiyuniyu b'yoyser. We need it. And the worry that they say, that you mentioned, they write to the Rebbe that maybe from the appropriate offices they will not agree that the teachers are recognized, they don't have a diploma, they don't have a Tudat Bagrut. So the Rebbe says there's good chances that this is going to change as well. I guess because they needed to meet certain criteria from the Minister of Education to try to... So the Rebbe says it's going to change probably, but the main thing is, even without that recognition, there is a very wide area of work for teachers and for kindergarten gananot without that recognition. And as Rebbe says, the main thing is what's very important, which is the most important, that the teachers and the gananot, the kindergarten teachers, should be 100% fitting to their major job of education. And you cannot minimize, even in a small measure, their fitting in by changing the subject, the program of the study, or changing the look of the seminary, etc. So Rebbe wants it to be a strong sense of Yiddishkeit. Teachers need to be from the school itself, and the Rebbe doesn't even want in a small measure to compromise in that. And Rebbe says we bring a merit to Meretz Day. The Rebbe says, I'm writing this letter on the eve of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, which is the redemption of our Rebbe, our leader, who fought without considering, without looking at all of the obstacles and the blockages to have traditional Yiddishkeit to victorious, traditional Hasidic and whole Torah, Nigla and Nister. He fought for all that. I'm writing the letter on the eve of his victory, and he openly was victorious for everybody, even though that naturally had no room, no place for this. So despite that, he was able to be victorious. So since we're writing this letter now, so the Rebbe says, the body follows the head, that each and every one of his Hasidim, those who are tied and those who are connected to him, should follow in this path that he taught us, especially in these areas which we don't even need Mesiras Nefesh at all and all. We don't have to give up our lives for it. All we have to do is give over our desires of the animal soul, to give up those wishes, to be complete with Hashem, the creator of the world and the one who leads the world, who supervises on each and every one with divine providence. So then each one's heart will be whole, will be complete and whole, to follow each man, each woman, to follow in the path of Torah and the tradition, as they've been illuminated with the light and the warmth of Hasidus, and to separate yourself and stay away from any tilting and from any matter of a doubt in the protection, in the immunization, staying strong, and the purity of these matters. And for sure, this will increase in the blessings of Hashem. The Rebbe says, for sure, the Eibishter's brachas will and success will be increased to reach this goal in a wide way. And wide way, harchovas hadas, true good fortune, both physically and spiritually. And in our matter, that the parents, may they live, and the teachers and the administration, sheyichyu, should gain much nachas, true nachas, which is Yiddish Hasidish nachas, from all the ones who are educated in the seminary, and with justice and with pride of Kedusha, will be able to say, look at these children that we have raised, with brachas for good news and all the above, and the blessings of festival redemption. We have to remember, the Rebbe is writing this letter in those days. It was something very new, you know, the way we have today, that the schools and the girls' schools and the boys, and that fervor and that Hasidic decision and being strong and not yielding and using only Yiddish literature and only using these teachers. This was not prevalent at that time. That the Rebbe had to bring this in. The Rebbe guided, encouraged, and planted this spirit of doing things in the most proper way, and not bending and not yielding and not being afraid and not worrying, you know, from all the different things, but to do and be proud and to give the best and the proper and the Yerushalayim education. Today we see all this as a given, but in those days the Rebbe had to really get the people to start thinking that way. So the Rebbe was addressing there. They all thought that this should be done more, and the Rebbe is congratulating them, and the Rebbe is saying, in these cases, it's a pikuach nefesh. If you're not sure, you have to have the best Yerushalayim teacher, the best books. The Rebbe also says that don't worry about, you know, they may not fund you because they wanted to have a degree, but the Rebbe said there's plenty of work they can do without a degree, and the Rebbe said that's going to change also very soon. And the Rebbe doesn't want it to become a high school. The Rebbe wants it to be a school to prepare teachers, because this is essential today to have the preparation, to have the proper teacher. It's an amazing letter of guidance and seeing the vision and the strength that the Rebbe is giving over to the Hasidim, with which the Hasidim to live.